And welcome back. It is Tuesday, December 1st on Four States Live. Allison Harder with us this morning with Heartland Behavioral Health Services out of Nevada. Of course, you got to listen to the whole. We're all excited for Christmas. James and I are, and I am excited. But at the same time, there is a part of me that's like, what is this year going to look like? And I know that you've seen that a lot with your clients.
Definitely. You know, I think, well, it started with Thanksgiving.
Right.
Because it was possibly different for folks. And I think coming off of that adjustment and then wondering, okay, now, you know, it's December 1st and we're excited, which is great. We want that excitement. But then thinking about, gosh, can I do this or can I do that? You know, like we were just talking during the break is, you know, Santa at the mall. Santa looks different this year.
Right.
And what's that going to be like? And how do we, you know, help our kids adjust to that? Or if it's your, you know, if you have little guys and it's the kind of their first Christmases and you're looking forward to that type of stuff, it's going to feel very different for folks. And making that adjustment will be very interesting this holiday season.
And that also puts a lot of pressure on the parents because they do want those first big Christmases to be magical. Mm-hmm. And they want all that. But sometimes we need to cut ourselves some slack, too.
Right, right. Well, I think one is, and, you know, you and I were talking about this, too, right before I came on, was, you know, Thanksgiving was different for us, for a lot of folks. You know, some of us didn't have, like, big, large gatherings like we used to. We didn't have, you know, just, you know, buffets full of food. Instead, we were packing up things and taking them places, and just it's just a different feel.
So we made it work.
We made it work, right? So I think that's good. We started that adjustment, and we've all been adjusting this year and making and finding new ways to do things in a unique way. But, you know, the holidays and Christmas and Hanukkah and all those things, that's a very unique and special time for families. And I think we all have a lot of holiday traditions that we will have a hard time shifting and changing. And so, it's going to be tough. And I think for, you know, holidays are stressful anyway. And, you know, I've talked a lot about that, about how to get through your standard holiday stress and your typical holiday stress and, you know, the overeating and all that fun stuff. But now it's like COVID holiday. So what's that going to feel like for all of us? And how do we navigate through that and still find a way to see that the glass is half full and not half empty? Because it's easy to kind of go down that road.
It really is. And I think especially with kids, you know, because Grayson always looks forward to it every year. And it is one of those things that, like, I want this to be good for him, but at the same time, I want to keep him safe.
Right.
And so it is kind of rough. Like, I think they're, depending on the age of the kid, and depending on their maturity level, is their level of understanding on what's going on. Mm-hmm. And COVID, he wants nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
Like, he's done.
Mm-hmm.
I think we all are, but.
Oh, no kidding.
But he's just like, I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
He wants this back. He wants this back. And so the cool thing is we are able to do, because we are our own little bubble of our family of three, you know, in our house, what we can still do, the peppermint hot chocolate, and we can still do the movies and that sort of a thing and still have some of that magic there.
Yes.
But it is going to be different.
I agree.
There's just no way around it.
Yep, it is. And I think that's, you hit on a key piece, is let's find the things that we can do that we know are going to be safe and that are going to be fun and can be part of holiday traditions that we've always had. Like you said, the you know, making hot chocolate and watching those, you know, the Christmas movies and having a marathon with that. And, you know, still going outside if it snows and when it snows. And, you know, I think we see snow in the forecast. And so I know. But, you know, those are some of the things, like what can we do versus what we can't do. And I think that's going to help us and our kids focus on the things that are great and making up some new holiday traditions too. You know, I think for Thanksgiving, we did, my family and I, because we're all spread across the whole United States, we did like a FaceTime, or no, a Zoom. I'm sorry, it was Zoom.
I love Zoom.
Yeah, I know. We did like a Zoom Thanksgiving where my sister was cooking and she was doing her thing and I was cooking and my parents were way down in Texas and my aunt in Columbus were, this has been the holiday we were always together. But so we were all kind of on Zoom and my kiddo was all the way in at school in New York. And so, but we were kind of together cooking, you know, as if we would have been doing that like we normally would, you know, the Thanksgiving before. So it was fun, and we were joking and laughing because my aunt, who can't hardly barely do Zoom, and she was like, now what do you do? You know, it's kind of like those commercials you see.
Mute it.
Yeah, mute it.
Mute it.
Yeah, exactly. But that was fun. So we found a way to do that. And I think that, you know, Christmas might be the same where, you know, we're Zooming as we're opening gifts, or we're, you know, Zooming as we are, or FaceTiming when we're doing, you know, different events and making Christmas cookies or doing our gingerbread houses, because that's typically what, you know, my kiddos do with their grandparents, and they are not going to be able to do that this year.
Right.
So I think that's the kind of stuff that might be fun, and be thinking about how can we do that.
How do we as adults deal with that, though? Because that, yeah. I think that's like sometimes the kids won't really notice. They'll notice that they get to make their gingerbread house. They still get their hot cocoa. They still get the movie marathon. How do we deal with it as adults that we're not giving them necessarily the same experience we had growing up?
Right.
I think that's kind of almost more disappointing sometimes is for the adults.
Sure. No, I think so. I think you're right. I think you're right. And I think being able to, one, realize is that, you know, life changes and things come at us, and that these experiences and what we're giving our kids, although we have great memories of the things that we did when we were growing up without COVID and all these and everything, the stressors that we have, these are going to be new memories for them that they're going to look back on with their kids and say, hey, I did this and this was super fun. And that becomes their new holiday tradition. So everything is as it should be. And I think this is one of those opportunities for us to grow as adults and to realize that, yes, old is great, but new is great too. And we can have kind of that combined approach and just acceptance of this is where we are. And we can choose to enjoy and embrace what we have, or we can sit in our misery, and which some of us do.
Mm-hmm.
I know. And so we'll talk about that, but, you know, and just relish in what we do have in front of us. But it is tough. It really is. But seeing something as new and exciting can be great for us.
And I think sometimes taking a look at the kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they may not notice.
Mm-mm. Absolutely.
And just take their cue.
Yep. Exactly. When they're smiling, laughing, and having fun and goofing off, then you know you're doing something right. And that's what really matters.
And
at the end
take
of the day.
Those something rights when you can, that, right?
Exactly. Especially now. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to be talking more with Allison from Heartland Behavioral Health in Nevada here in just a few moments on Four States Live. Stay with us. And welcome back. It is Four States Live on this Tuesday, December the 1st, 7:44 your time. Allison Harder back with us this morning with Heartland Behavioral Health in Nevada. And, you know, before we get more into talking about dealing with the holidays, talk about Heartland Behavioral. They've been around for quite some time, and you offer a wide variety of services there.
We do. We are we're a pediatric only hospital for children in Nevada. So we treat behavioral health needs all the way from acute inpatient hospitalization. So I always say when, you know, just like if you're taking your child to the emergency room for a broken leg, we're here for emotional bumps and bruises. So for children in severe crisis, we have our inpatient hospitalization as well as some longer term care, anywhere from 2 weeks to, you know, several months of treatment if needed. And then, of course, we just opened our outpatient center in October, our outpatient clinic, and we're really getting busy there. Obviously, this is such a need in the four-state area is having outpatient access to psychiatrists, especially those that are child and adolescent that are very specifically trained to treat children, and then having clinicians as well and offering telehealth. So we're very, very busy. And we're excited to be busy, and we know that that's what we're here for, is especially during this time of year, it can be tough for people, and COVID has certainly brought on a lot of challenges for mental health, and we know that there's going to be quite a bit more is what research is telling us and what we're seeing in the statistics. And so we need people like us around, and we're just excited to be able to offer that in this area, in a rural community. So
how do you know, or how can you pinpoint when your child, your adolescent might need that little bit of extra help, and it's not just, you know, being upset that they can't go to the bounce house, you know, when it actually is obviously more serious, especially with COVID. I mean, we've seen behavior changes in our children when they've been stuck at home with us for weeks at a time, months at a time. When do we as parents kind of need to go, maybe we need to get somebody involved?
Yeah, I think what we really want to be looking for is a really big shift in what even like you said, with COVID, there's going to be some typical like frustrations and irritability and our siblings fighting with each other and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So, you know, that's pretty standard and typical. But when we start seeing significant changes in, you know, changes in mood, that's pretty severe, sleeping a lot, not sleeping very much, changes in our eating habits, eating quite a bit more, not eating as much, you know, high levels of irritability and, you know, yelling, screaming, that kind of thing. Literally some of our kids are saying, I don't want to be here anymore. I can't deal with this. I want to be with my friends. I don't want to be cooped up in this house. You know, things like that, statements like that are things that we really want to be very concerned about. And I also talk a lot about making sure that we are in our kids' faces. You know, that I think especially this with what's happening in the world, there's so much going on and we're all very distracted, me included. But we've got to get in front of our kids. We have to know what's happening with them. We need to monitor their social media. We need to be looking at who are they talking to, who are they not talking to anymore. You know, those types of things. Are they really struggling with school, whether it's online or in person? Are their grades changing? Have they stopped doing things that they normally liked to do? Are they looking, you know, what I would call disheveled, not taking care of themselves? You know, a lot of those things is when I'm doing my assessments with kids, is that's what parents are telling me. They're just different. I saw something change in the last, you know, 6 months. I've had parents coming to me saying, gosh, ever since the pandemic, they're getting so much worse. Like I don't know what to do. I can just see this. And so we just ask them to come in and we can do an assessment. We can talk about, you know, where to go with this, what we can offer for them. Some kids are in severe crisis and need to be in the hospital. Some just truly need someone to talk to about what's happening. And we can do that on the screen. We can do that in person. So there's just different levels of intervention. But the main thing is to be proactive and to do something about it and not let it get to the point where you are in crisis. We're seeing lots and lots of numbers of suicide attempts increasing, both for adults and children and adolescents. So it's very concerning right now.
In getting it, again, I think you brought up that good point, is stopping it before it gets to that point. Because at that point, you're talking about potentially more medication or more hospitalizations. Mm-hmm. And nobody wants that for their kid.
Right. It's like, very traumatic.
Let's be honest. Nobody wants that.
Absolutely.
The kid doesn't want it. They want to be just as happy-go-lucky.
Right.
You know, as they used to be, but it is identifying that. And I think that's where you have to kind of trust your gut as a parent.
Right.
To, like, we saw kind of not significant, but we saw big changes with Grayson. Thankfully, we were able to kind of work through it. It was just more he was sick of me and I was kind of sick of him.
Right. Like, and absolutely.
That, you know, thankfully, the weather cleared up and we were able to get out in the pool.
Yeah.
And change things. And that's what helped us get through it.
And sometimes it can be just that simple, is being able to get in front of a professional and them giving you that same exact advice, which is, are you getting out every day? Are you moving? What's your nutrition like? Are you sleeping? Are you drinking water? Just like very basic things that are so, so impactful on our physical and mental health that can make a shift very quickly. And for others, it may take a little bit more intensive work, where we're just kind of getting down to some of the root issues of what's happening and where the anxiety is coming from. And for others, there may need a little bit of medication to help. And that's certainly fine too. You know, I always say is that during this time, if you had someone who's diabetic or who has heart disease or anything along those lines, you don't stop treating yourself. Right. And this is the same thing for mental health, is we don't stop treating ourselves. We have to keep doing what we know works. We don't stop, you know, as a diabetic, we don't stop taking our insulin. As, you know, someone with heart disease, we don't stop taking, you know, our aspirin and all the other things that we need to do and watching our diet. We have to do the same things for our mental health right now, especially.
Well, we're going to be talking more with Allison again, getting through the holidays, the mental health of our own personal well-being, that of our families. It's obviously different this year, not just a little bit different. It's way different.
It's very different.
But we're going to be talking with Allison here in just a few moments on Four States Live. Your time now is 7:51.
More Four States Live is coming up next with Shannon Bruffett online at KKOWAM.com.
This message brought to you by the law offices of Morrison, Webster, and Carlton, your number one workers' compensation lawyers. Find them at their Joplin or Springfield location or call them directly, 417-781-5690. Morrison, Webster, and Carlton.
It's It's been a wild ride these last 10 months, but at Indigo Sky Casino, we want to make December a sleigh ride to remember. And there's no better way to do that than to give you the chance to win your very own sleigh. This 2020 Ford Explorer brings all the bells and whistles you ever wanted. So ride on into Indigo Sky Casino for your chance to win. Highway 60 west of Seneca, Missouri.
Join KKOW 860 AM and 97.5 FM to hear the Kansas City Chiefs play football. Brought to you in part by Visiting Angels Joplin. Their compassionate caregivers can provide one-on-one essential home care services for seniors. Find out more online at visitingangels.com.
Hello, this is David Harrison of R&R Tire Express. 2020 has already been full of surprises, so why not one more? I'm excited to announce that Yokohama and R&R are giving away another new car in our Merry Mother's Day Christmas car giveaway. As a young person, I was able to give my mother a car. It's one of the greatest joys of my life. You would have thought I gave her $1 million, and in honor of her, we want to do it one more time. Nominate a deserving mom to win a brand new 2020 Buick Encore fitted with Yokohama Ascend GT tires. It's Mother's Day in December, you know, like Christmas in July, and during the month of December, you can get started for free on a new set of Yokohama tires, plus Yokohama will make your first payment. Merry Christmas to you and your family from Yokohama and all of us at R&R Tire Express.
Win your mom a new car by texting R&R to 77000. That's R&R to 77000. Zero to get started and your first week free on a new set of Yokohama tires now at R&R, located on North Rangeline Road in Joplin.
During this season of thankfulness, College Heights Christian School says thank you to families for the blessing of being a partner in education. For over 42 years, College Heights has provided a quality, Christ-centered education option to the four-state area. Learn more at collegeheights.org.
Welcome back. This is Four States Live with Shannon Bruffett and local guests from right here in the four states. Rednecks are always welcome here. We're 860 AM KKOW Pittsburgh and 97.5 FM K248 DR Joplin.
And welcome back. It is Four States Live, Tuesday, December the 1st. Allison Harder back with us with Heartland Behavioral Health. We've been talking about getting through. Not only are we having to get through the holidays, that's a challenge in itself, but we're having to get through pandemic holidays, which is another challenge. So, I mean, we've survived Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. You did yours your way. We, you know, we packed up to-go meals and took them to other people, and that's how we got through ours. Christmas is gonna prove to be the next challenge, and I think sometimes it's a little bit more challenging when you have the children. But I think adults need to understand. Kids may not notice as much,
right,
as you might think. They're gonna notice your anxiety and you're upset.
Absolutely.
But like, if we're all good with what's going on over here, it's all good.
Yeah, I think the best thing that we can do is try to approach this holiday as we would any other year, with some of our, you know, self-care. And the same thing that I would normally talk to my patients about during this time is that, you know, it's stressful and there's, and all of these things happening, and you're worried about the gifts, and you're worried about are my Amazon boxes going to show up, and you know, there's 80 plates of Christmas cookies and I feel like all I'm doing is stuffing myself. So it's all of those are still going to happen. So it's okay. Like, that normal Christmas and Hanukkah stress, that's, it's going to be here. So you can relish in that and know that that's probably not going to change. And I'm going to tell you this, to do the same things, which is a lot of self-care during this time. You know, not being able to say, forgive yourself for having, you know, three Christmas cookies instead of one. And, you know, all of those normal things that I would typically tell my patients and my friends. But at the same time is that, so let's not add any more anxiety to that by putting this pressure on ourselves to make things
perfect.
Yeah. Like, this could be a great opportunity for us to just kind of go with it this holiday season and just kind of see what happens. You know, I think it was interesting because I was kind of curious, like, how Black Friday was going to happen this year and were people going to be. And it was kind of nice to see that stores and people had kind of started doing some of their shopping early, and there wasn't this like crazy mass, you know, freak out because there was going to be limitations put on Black Friday, and people just kind of overall did pretty good with it. And I'm like, this is good. This is a great sign that we're, as a society and as people, we're starting to adjust to new holiday traditions and that it's just going to be okay.
Right. So we have to hope that it's going to be okay. I mean,
right.
2021 is around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there have been some studies saying that we still got a while of this going on, and we can hope that 2021 is going to be better, but we need to, part of it is keeping positive.
Exactly.
It is keeping that positive aspect and going with the flow and making those changes. And, you know, you talk about self-care, but it's also being self-aware too, keeping your family safe too.
Absolutely. You know, I think that's a key piece is, you know, it was interesting because we got an email from my church about church services for the holiday. And that's always been a big thing for us, is making sure that we're there and our families are there, and you get to see people that you don't normally get to see. And in a church that I grew up in, and it's like, well, this year we're going to have two services. Sign up via email or send, you know, call us to tell us which one you want to go to. And, oh, by the way, there's no give, you know, there's no actual touching during the piece. There's, you know, there's no singing, like nothing. Mm-hmm. And it was interesting because it was like, don't sing at all. There's no, and it was just, and I could feel myself get upset. I could. And I thought to myself, okay, enough, because this is not something you can change. This is one time. Instead, go there and embrace the fact that you're in a place that you feel good and that you feel peace and you're with your family. And just because you can't necessarily sing or you're not taking communion that night, it's okay. But I tend to believe that I'm somewhat balanced most of the time, and I have my moments too, but it really freaked me out for a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I thought, gosh, okay, I need to be mindful, because if I'm doing this, then other people are too. And so I'm just going to keep using that as an example of how to help people in my profession of what to do to adjust when we see something that feels disappointing this time of year, because it's not what it used to be.
And you know what? You can get in your car and crank those songs anyway.
Absolutely. And I did. And so that's exactly what I did. I was like, okay, here comes my Apple Music. And so I did. I downloaded it. I'm like, that's where, and we're going to crank it on the way to church and on the way back. And that's just what we're going to do. And we're going to do silly things, and we're going to, and that's what we're going to need to do. But I think we can make some adjustments during this time of year and make this really fun, really special, and different and new, and try new things. And we're going to have great stories to tell and lots of pictures and funny things to talk about when we get through this process.
So how can people get in contact with you if they suspect or have that gut feeling that maybe
things are just not there?
Yeah.
Right. Just things aren't working. So I always encourage folks to go to our website, which is heartlandbehavioralhealth.com. Our 1-800 number is there. You can check out the different services and kind of just read. And it also, it's a great resource for just mental health and understanding. And also checking us out on Facebook. We do lots and lots of posts about just things for us to be mindful of. And if something's like, that sounds a little bit too much like my kiddo or my neighbor, that's what you'd want to do. So either one of those places is a great place to look for us.
Well, we're going to be talking about some of those here coming up here in just a few moments on Four States Live. Your time now is 7:59, rolling up on 8 o'clock on Tuesday, December the 1st.
You're listening to Four States Live on 105.3 KMOQ Columbus and 860 AM KKOW Pittsburgh. K248 DR 97.5 FM Joplin.
CBS News on the Hour, presented by Capital One Bank.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. CBS News has learned states will begin receiving Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine 2 weeks from today.
That December 15th date just can't come soon enough.
Governors like Ohio's Mike DeWine have been watching the numbers of COVID cases and deaths rise. He tells CBS this morning healthcare professionals and the elderly should be at the top of the vaccination list.
First responders, or first-line nurses, first-line doctors, those are individuals who clearly need to get it. Our people in our nursing homes who are the most vulnerable.
State Republicans are trying to impeach DeWine over his COVID rules. More than 5,000 people are hospitalized in Ohio. That's a 200% increase since November 1st. In Memphis, Missouri, Dr. Shane Wilson says doctors and nurses at Scotland County Hospital are in the danger zone.
With the positivity rates being high, we have both staff members, nursing, as well as ancillary staff members that are in quarantine.
California Governor Gavin Newsom is warning ICU beds in his state could be full before Christmas. He's threatening full stay-at-home orders within the next few days. British researchers may have cracked a COVID mystery.
3 months after leaving the hospital, the COVID patients continued to experience breathlessness, yet their lungs appeared normal. But when the Oxford University team had the patients inhale xenon gas, which acts like oxygen but can be tracked in an MRI scanner, they got a different picture.
The abnormalities we saw on the xenon scans in their lungs were quite striking.
Researcher Fergus Gleason is now expanding his study to learn more about the damage and how long it lasts. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
There's pushback over President-elect Biden's choice to head up the Office of Budget and Management, Neera Tanden. Correspondent Ed O'Keefe.
Tanden, head of the Liberal Center for American Progress think tank, is already drawing criticism from some Republican lawmakers. They argue she's been too critical of President Trump and GOP lawmakers on Twitter.
Mr. Biden is scheduled to unveil his economic team today. New discoveries beyond Earth. CBS's Elaine Cobb has details from the Foreign Desk.
A million new galaxies have been discovered thanks to a powerful new telescope in the Australian outback. They came to light as scientists mapped the southern sky, and it all happened in just 300 hours. Previously, that would have taken 10 years.
Sales have been booming for independent businesses on Amazon Black Friday through Cyber Monday. The company reports an increase of more than 60% over last year. S&P futures are up 34 ahead of the opening bell. Dow futures ahead 312. This is CBS News.
Brought to you by Capital One. Capital One's banking app lets you manage your money anytime, anywhere. This is banking reimagined. What's in your wallet? Capital One N.A.
With no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, banking with Capital One is like the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Kind of like Taylor Swift choosing what to wear.
It's looking kind of chilly out today. I think I'll go with a cardigan.
Yep, even easier than that. And with our top-rated app, you can bank anytime, anywhere, making Capital One an even easier decision. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
New consumer accounts only. Approval required. Terms apply. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
The sweet smells of holiday have arrived. Sugar cookies, pumpkin pies, gingerbread, and the latest fragrances from Ulta Beauty. Get them as gift sets from Lancôme La Vie and Carolina Herrera, or perfectly purse-sized from Yves Saint Laurent and Marc Jacobs. Plus, when you spend $60 on fragrance, get a plush robe or throw to gift or to keep. Shop in-store, online, or try curbside pickup today. The holidays are here. Let's see the joy all season long. Ulta Beauty. The possibilities are beautiful.
The speed of the first COVID relief package led to mistakes that cost the government dearly.
The IRS admitted to mistakenly sending $1,200 federal stimulus checks to foreigners living abroad. Initially, the agency blamed the confusion on those non-citizens' tax returns. But some who didn't pay taxes in the U.S. still received the checks. According to the Inspector General for the Treasury Tax Administrator, as much as $34 million went to foreign addresses, though that total includes people who were eligible for the COVID relief payments. Lilia Luciano, CBS News.
With coronavirus cases still on the rise, Starbucks is bringing back a freebie. Healthcare workers and first responders who show ID can get free tall brewed coffee, hot or iced, through December 31st. The company offered free coffee at the beginning of the pandemic and gave out more than 2 million cups between March and the end of May. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I think this stuff works. I don't seem to have the highs and the lows. You know how sometimes you get real slow and low during the day? And I'm a type A guy, so I go a lot. And I'm more alert, and it seems like I don't seem to feel famished. And it's not very expensive. And the idea of having that freeze-dried or that nutrient in that capsule. And who's going to eat all those vegetables? You know, most of us don't eat right anyway. So whatever the science behind this, I think Balance of Nature is a great idea. And I'm going to probably stay with it until I drop.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FRUITS.
So my kids were hesitant to broach the subject. Me moving into a retirement home? They thought I'd say no way, no how. But are you kidding me? No more home maintenance. No more being home alone? Boy, were they wrong. I love it here. So much to do and none of it's work. Hashtag Daddy's got a new home.
Welcome to West Ridge Assisted Living in Girard. Enjoy our made-from-scratch meals, tranquil spa, beauty salon, and plenty of entertainment. West Ridge Assisted Living. Call 620-724-6760 to schedule a tour.
Here's your forecast on 860 AM KKOW and 97.5 FM Joplin.
With a clear and cold morning, it is going to be sunny, becoming breezy this afternoon. Our high 53. Tonight, some clouds move our way. Our low 32. And then rain begins to spread in as a low-pressure system heads our way tomorrow. Our high Wednesday afternoon, 46. Scattered showers early Thursday and 42. From the AMI Radio Group 24-Hour Weather Center, a meteorologist and the holiday.
807, current conditions around the four-state area on this Tuesday, December the 1st. It is 25 degrees in Rogers, Arkansas. Clear and 27 in Pittsburgh, Kansas. It is 29 in Joplin, Missouri, and 29 in Miami, Oklahoma. Humidity level is 61%, a wind out of the south at 10. At 8:07, it's time for a Pledge of Allegiance and National Anthem.
You're listening to Four States Live with Shannon Bruffett on 860 AM KKOW, 97.5 FM, and 105.3 New Life Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'm Martina McBride, and I love my country.
I'm Tim McGraw, and I love my country.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Jason Aldean, and I love my country.
Hey, I'm Carrie Underwood, and I love my country.
Hey, I'm Keith Urban, and I love my country.
Oh, say can you see, early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming.
Welcome back.
Listen anytime, anywhere with the new 860 AM KKOW app. Download the app for free at KKOWAM.com. Powered by Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. You're going to dig it in Pittsburgh near the junction of U.S. Highway 69 and 400. Welcome back. This is Four States Live with Shannon Bruffett and local guests from right here in the four states.
And welcome back on this Tuesday, December 1st. It is 8:10 your time on Four States Live. Allison Harder back with us with Heartland Behavioral Health. We're talking about some of us are just kind of mucking through the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us are embracing it.
Yes.
Some of us just kind of don't know where to start.
Right.
Where should we start? Like, I got my tree up. It's not decorated, but the tree's mm-hmm. up.
You know, it's funny because I noticed that that a lot of people had their trees and everything up even earlier
yes.
this year. Did you notice that? Like,
oh, yeah.
You see that. And I think that is that demonstrates that it's just people are ready for some joy. Pretty mm-hmm. people are ready for a change, and they want to look at that, you know, that tree and the lights, and they want to start thinking about all of the great holiday traditions that we have and some of those fun times. So I love that. I think it's awesome. I think it's important for us to be able to be excited about it and to bring that joy into our homes and celebrate the things that we can. And if we do have our kids home, you know, I know that there's a lot of, you know, college kids that didn't go back after Thanksgiving. And so, mm-hmm. you know, that's a change. But let's embrace that and be excited about having those kiddos home or Even some of us are, there's some furloughs happening like during this time of year just because of the nature of what's happening. And so let's embrace having people at home and being there for our kids. And some of our kids are online from here until the end of the school year. And so let's, so I think really just being able to say, this is, you know, this is holiday 2020 and we're going with it and we're going to see the glasses half full and not half empty. And we're going to make some new traditions that maybe we'll be doing next year in 2021 when hopefully all of this is a little bit better.
Yes.
But we're just going to keep doing it because it's fun and it's new.
Well, one of the things we did at our house is because Grayson wrote his letter to Santa and he wanted to point out which cookies he was going to make for him. And we typically just do your generic chocolate chip, you know, sugar cookie type stuff. And I'm like, you know, Grayson, I do have two cookbooks that are nothing but cookie cookbooks. Let's go through and we'll pick out some other ones. I'm like, here's a reproduction book from the 60s. If it's got molasses, we'll probably skip that. Like, I don't know what it was from 63. I don't know what these people were thinking of on some of these cookies. But here I've got this other book and we could do a triple chocolate chip cookie. Like, so he had a blast going through the different books, picking out which different cookies he wants to help make.
Yeah. See, and I love that because I think, you know, in holidays past, I think we were rushing and trying to get to all of these big events and things that probably aren't going to be happening this year, or they're going to feel a little bit different. And so let's embrace the extra time that we might have to do just that. Like, right. So instead of like rushing through and making just the cookies because you have to get to the next thing, those things might not be here this year. So let's take that time to look at an old cookbook and finding some fun things, or, you know, making the gingerbread house, but literally sitting there and making that together, not having to rush to the next event. And just finding ways to embrace and enjoy just the time together. I think that's one thing that we're learning through this entire process and through the pandemic is what we value, our family, our friends, time with people, and really just trying to find that again, because I'm going to tell you what, before you know it, it's going to be shifting. It's going to be different. We're not going to stay stuck in this thing forever. It feels like it, but it really isn't. We're making progress. We're getting there. And we're going to look back on this, and I'm hoping that some of those traditions and some of the things that we're learning from this is teaching us something going forward so that we can change the way in which we live our lives and finding out what's truly important to us. You know, I think it's a reset button for a lot of us, and I'm hoping that that's something that we can do during this holidays, be thankful for that reset.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of the things also that Grace and I have been doing, we snuggle together underneath the blanket on the couch.
Yeah.
We've kind of turned it sometimes into a tent. You know, and sometimes he's just reading a book, and I'm just sitting there reading a book or whatever, or we're just chit-chatting. But like last year, we did the hot cocoa and everything else. And so now that it's December, he knows I'm going to start breaking out the hot cocoa.
Yes. And it's cold and it feels good.
Yeah, yeah. And I have to make an extra cup for Matt because he will be mad if I don't make some for him. And I don't do the packet. I make mine
from
scratch.
The real stuff. Okay.
Yeah.
You're one of those moms. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I'm a packet mom, but that's okay.
You know, the packets work. But if I've got the time, I will get out the cocoa powder and the sugar and the whole milk. I don't do the heavy whipping cream. That's a little much. And then depending on what flavor they want, I've got the candy flavorings and I'll put a couple of drops in there and we add in some marshmallows, and
that sounds delicious.
Yeah.
I feel like I need to hit Starbucks after I'm done with this
or
something. Or
come visit me at my house.
That's right. Yeah. You know, I think too, just being mindful at this time is that there are lots of people in need. There is every holiday season, but we can still be doing things and giving and finding times to volunteer. You know, that's one of the things that I always work with my patients on is giving to others is a really important part of our own mental health, is getting out of our own head, getting out of our own, you know, garbage, the things that we say to ourselves when we give to others. So I feel like, yes, this is a very difficult time. There's lots of folks that are struggling. And this is a wonderful time for us to be able to get out of our space And continue to give to others, too. So I always recommend that during this time of year as well.
And I recommend that as well. And we've had so many organizations coming on the show to where they have, they're struggling this year because and it's not just seeing an increased need for their services, but the different people that are coming in, people that have always had a job and never had to worry about how they were going to get food on the table. And now all of a sudden they are having to worry about that. So you could be, but they've made great changes and like how they distribute food, how they distribute clothing, you know, how they take volunteers. So I do encourage you, if you're listening on the show and you, and you know, you hear an organization that might pique your interest, give them a call, a volunteer. You never know how you can help. I mean, you might not be able to financially.
Right.
But you can always volunteer your time.
Right. Absolutely. And that's what I say a lot to my patients is that you don't have to have, a whole lot of money to give. You really don't. It's all, it's really about your time and your heart. And that is really a great thing. And you know, giving funds is great too, you know, obviously. But our kids can help us with that process too, which is a great, great opportunity for them to kind of get out of their own space and feel like they're doing something and not just kind of sitting at home and how things are different.
Well, and we, of course, Grayson School does, depending on the grade, that like right now they're doing the mitten and coat drive in the earlier grades. And, you know, the a little bit older grades, they do the canned food drive. And so he wanted to make sure that he took in his canned goods. And, like, so I take him to the store with me, and we're masked up and everything else, but I have him pick out canned goods, and we keep those in a bag, and he takes them with him to school. And he feels good about that. He may not fully understand, but he's learning.
Yeah, absolutely. I think having our kids and ourselves even writing, you know, letters of thanks to our essential workers and everyone out in the field who's working so, so hard right now to help all of us stay safe. Those are great things. You know, I know that our hospital gets color sheets and letters from folks thanking them for all of their hard work. And they, our staff absolutely love that. That is like, because it means it, it's helping us remember that people know that we matter and that they matter too. So I think for during this holiday season as well, it's just helping us to reach out to folks and remind them that they matter, because this is can be a sad time. People are going to be celebrating this holiday with people who are no longer here, and and some of that is related to the pandemic and other things that have happened over this last year, and that's sad, and we want to be able to support them and let them know that they matter and that we're here for them, and as a community we're healing with each other. And I think that's really, really important. So if there's folks out there that you know who have lost people, especially as part of this pandemic, because it's so, so confusing to all of us, is making sure that we're checking in on them and that we're letting them know that we're thinking of them and that they matter and that they are important to us.
Well, we've got one more segment with you at least. I need to go check and see if my other guests are here. But again, Allison Harder back with us with Heartland Behavioral Health out of Nevada. We've got more with her coming up here in just a few moments on Four States Live.
Have a question or comment? Just email fourstates@kkowradio.com. More Four States Live is coming up next.
It's a Boot Daddy Christmas.
Merry Christmas!
At PFI.
Hi, this is Randy Little from PFI.
With deals across the entire store on the more popular than ever Boot Daddy brand.
Boot Daddy ladies jeans, five styles, only $69.99.
Boot Daddy girls jeans, two styles, only $39.99.
Ladies Boot Daddy Twisted X casuals, only $119.99.
Boot Daddy pink perfume, only $34.99.
Boot Daddy ladies softshell jackets, only $39.99.
Boot Daddy ladies softshell vests, only $34.99. And can't miss deals on Boot Daddy ladies boots with Old Gringo and Anderson Bean.
Plus, spend $50 at PFI and get a Boot Daddy hoodie for only $10.
It's a Boot Daddy Christmas at PFI. Just look for the row of American flags at Highway 65 and Battlefield in Springfield, or shop online at bootdaddy.com.
And I'm not kidding.
When preparing a meal for your family, you want to be sure you're using the very best. We feel the same way about our grain and feed. It's no secret you get the best milk from healthy cows. Goes to say you're happier when getting higher and better quality production from your feed.
Crescent Feed carries the best value, no additives or fillers. We supply feed stores over the local four states. Crescent Feed, family owned and operated since 1925. To find a location in your area or ask for dealer opportunities, call 417-866-4364.
Hey, this is Brian McPhail with MB Enterprises. I got a call the other day and the guy had a neighbor who bought one of our Lewis cattle oilers. You know, it's the one with the pump. After seeing how well it worked for his neighbor and watching his own cattle suffer with biting flies, ticks, and mosquitoes, now he wants us to deliver some Lewis cattle oilers to his farm. These Lewis cattle oilers are something else. They sell themselves with year-long control of parasites. Order yours today. Call MB Enterprise at 620-408-6387. Again, it's Brian McPhail, the old High Plains Journal guy. Thanks.
Here's your sports roundup on 860 AM KKOW and 97.5 FM Joplin.
Good morning, sports fans and local college basketball. There was one game in the MIAA last night as the Washburn men knocked off Central Oklahoma 81-71. The Ichabods improved to 3-0 on the season while the Broncos fall to 0-3. The Washburn women travel to Fort Hays State tonight for a makeup game that was originally scheduled to take place November 19th but was postponed due to COVID-19 protocols at Hays. The Ichabod women lost their season opener at Nebraska Kearney 62-52 on November 21st. The Pitt State teams play their home opener against Rogers State of Oklahoma on Thursday night, while the Missouri Southern teams play their home openers that same night against Northeastern State. Major League Baseball news, Kansas City and veteran left-hander Mike Minor have reportedly agreed to a new two-year contract. Minor pitched for the Royals 3 years ago, recording a 2.55 earned run average in 65 relief appearances and went 6-for-6 in save opportunities down the stretch. Minor signed a three-year deal with Texas 2 years ago and went 14-10 with a 3.59 ERA and 32 starts with the Rangers last season. He was eventually traded to Oakland this past August and had a 5.48 ERA in 5 appearances, including 4 starts with the A's. Terms of the new deal have not yet been disclosed. The Royals yesterday signed free agent outfielder Michael A. Taylor to a one-year deal worth $1.75 million. Taylor had a career-low 196 batting average in 38 games with Washington this past season after hitting .227 with 6 home runs in 134 games 2 years ago. Taylor won a World Series title with the Nationals last season after coming off a breakout year just 3 years ago when he hit 19 home runs with 53 RBIs, an .806 on-base percentage, and 17 stolen bases. He is a career .237 hitter with 53 home runs, 77 stolen bases, and a .686 on-base percentage in 574 games. Left-hander Foster Griffin has been designated for assignment after making his Major League debut for the Royals this past season, going 1 2/3 scoreless innings after missing all of last season with Tommy John surgery. Sports for now, more in about an hour. We now return to Four States Live with Shannon Bruffett.
Have a question or comment? Just email fourstates at kkowradio.com.
And welcome back. It is Four States Live on Tuesday, December the 1st. Allison Harder back with us this morning. Heartland Behavioral Health Services. We've been talking about getting through the holidays. You know, for some of us, we sit there and wallow in our own misery. I mean, how do you get people out of that funk?
Mm-hmm. That's really tough. You know, I think one of the things I always do is talk to people about making a gratitude list or even having a gratitude journal and finding at least one or two things that you're grateful for each day, like ending your day that way. And it can be something as simple as, I had really good coffee today. I mean, it can be something that simple, mm-hmm. or it can be something that's, you know, that's really a little bit more, you know, emotional and that, you know, I got to spend time with my kid on FaceTime and I hadn't seen him for a while, or, you know, there's things that are grateful for, texts from your friends or whatever that is, because I feel like if we surround ourselves with just a few things every day that we're grateful for, that we, you know, or someone's recovered or that we're still well, you know, that we're not sick ourselves or anything along those lines, that it's going to shift our focus and our mind more towards, you know, the things that we do have versus the things that we don't. I think we give ourselves some grace. There's times when we are going to kind of sit back and say, you know, this really stinks. This really, I don't like this. But what I always say is notice that, but move through it and then give yourself some grace. Allow yourself to have that moment, but to really push yourself to see that there are some other things out there that we need to be thinking about that we can be grateful for.
You know, I know you've brought this up multiple times mm-hmm. throughout the years, going out and taking a walk.
Yes, I was just going to say that.
Yeah, yep. Going out yep. and taking a walk. How much of it do you think also doesn't help that we're getting into the mm-hmm. shorter daylight time of the year?
Oh, absolutely. It was. And I think the last month when I was on here, that's exactly what had just happened. The time had just changed. Mm-hmm. And there is absolutely a difference when some of us are going to work and leaving work and it's basically dark, you know, both ways. So I think being mindful of that is really important, but I think you can still take a walk when it's dark or dust or dusk. You know, I think there's things that we need to be able to do to remind ourselves is that we don't stop doing what we know works, which is, you know, getting that movement in, you know, making sure that we're drinking our water. Sleep is so, so important. I often say this with any patient that I work with, if they come into me and say, you know, I'm not sleeping well, I'm not eating well, I don't drink water, you know, my blood pressure's high, I'm like, okay, time out, stop. We're not even going to the emotional side of what's happening with you, because until I can get you in a place where you are sleeping a little better and mm-hmm. that you're eating a little bit better, like that's the first thing I ask all my patients is, what have you done today and what have you been doing in the last week since I've seen you to build strength? Meaning that we've got to fuel and feed our body and keeping it somewhat healthy before I can even begin to start thinking about what's going on with you emotionally, and because it all ties together. And I have to say, this time of year and right now what's happening in this world, there's so much stress and we have to be so, so mindful of what toxic stress does to our bodies. Mm-hmm. It literally kills us, literally. Like stress is the thing when you look at research, is the one thing that is absolutely tearing our bodies apart. And what I like about that, not that it's tearing our bodies apart, but that we can work on it, that mm-hmm. it's something that we can absolutely do. It's not genetic. It has nothing to do with any of those things that sometimes we have precursors for. It's literally something that we can work hard on, and it's not easy, but that we can actually control and manage that will absolutely affect our physical and mental health. And this time of year is very stressful for folks, and let's not make it worse for ourselves by ignoring the fact that we're stressed.
And I know one of the things that you have added at one of your clinics is that outdoor working space.
Yes.
Granted, it's starting to get a little chilly, so you might have to bundle up.
I have mine. I have my blanket. It's in my car. I take it out there every day.
There you go.
Yeah.
So sometimes you don't have to necessarily get the movement in. Sometimes mm-mm. it's just going out and sitting
absolutely.
On your porch.
Absolutely. Yes. Just sitting, just breathing in that air, feeling what that feels like. Taking it all in, being mindful of what you're mm-hmm. seeing, what are you tasting, what are you smelling, and that is, it's getting that space inside of you, which
right.
I just love, that outdoor in. And so, yeah, I think that's one of the critical things that we need to do is support our, you know, our work-life balance, our mind-body balance, all of those things intertwine so, so collectively. So that's a great opportunity for us just to get out and move and take advantage of that during this normally stressful time of year, which is now compounded stressful time of year
sure.
just because of what's happening in the world right now.
And how important is it for us as adults to do that so our kids don't have to deal with it?
Exactly. Exactly. And we want our kids to be practicing those things with us. Little guys get stressed out too. Their little bodies actually handle stress a lot worse than ours because their brains aren't fully developed yet. So they don't know what the heck is going on with their bodies. They just know it doesn't feel right. And so they're going to be very reactive to that. So that's when you're going to start seeing things like acting out and, you know, just behavioral things and just intense, really struggling with distress. Like they don't know how to tolerate it. They don't know what to do with it. So if they can see us practicing those things, then I think it's going to be really beneficial for them as they're working through the holidays and being away from friends and the pandemic and everything else.
And how do you figure out if it's just normal aging with mm-hmm. some of that acting out too?
Yeah.
Because I don't know how much of it over the summer was us being cooped up together. How much of it was the fact that he turned 10 and all of a sudden he wants to be independent?
Oh, yeah.
You know, so I think we were kind of dealing with a whole big combination that just kind of slapped us in the face
mm-hmm.
like a volley, you know, like a tetherball. Like,
right.
Bam.
Right. No, I think that's a great question. And I think what I always say when parents come to me is like, why? What is this? What's happening? Why? And what I just say is, regardless of why, let's just let's look at what we have, what's going on, and let's just deal with what we see, rather than us trying to figure out why it's happening or labeling it and judging it. We just kind of say, if we're having these issues, we're having these problems, let's look, work through them, mm-hmm. and we'll kind of navigate and figure out what's happening, because it's gonna, they're gonna manifest themselves and they're gonna figure themselves out, but we're just gonna deal with what we see in front of us.
One step at a time.
One step at a time, exactly.
So if folks have any questions or concerns regarding their adolescents, their children, mm-hmm. how can they get in contact with you?
So I always encourage folks to go to our website, which is heartlandbehavioralhealth.com. That's a great place to look for us. All of our contact information is there. You can actually send us messages through the web if you just have questions rather than giving us a call. And then, of course, checking us out on Facebook again, Heartland Behavioral Health. I think that's a great place for you to see kind of what we do on a daily basis mm-hmm. with our kids in the hospital as well as in our outpatient clinic, and also just really great advice on like kind of how to navigate through things, what's going on, and that we're here for you and that we believe that you matter. And I think that's a really important part for folks to be thinking about,
because there are some great articles and blogs out there,
there
that
are.
Can you read it and go, ah, well, let me try that. Mm-hmm.
There and really is.
Problem solved.
Exactly. And I think it also helps us feel that we're in this together too, that we're, that our kiddos or ourselves personally are not the only ones going through this. It normalizes it for us. And I think that's a really important part of what we're dealing with.
All right. Well, Allison, thank you so much again. Allison with Heartland Behavioral Health in Nevada. Of course, we've tagged you on my Facebook fan page. And if you'd like to be on the show, hit me up with an email, fourstates@kkowradio.com. You can also message me through Facebook. Just go to Facebook and look for Shannon Bruffett, AMI Radio Group. We've got more coming up here on Four States Live. It is Tuesday, December the 1st.
States Live with Shannon Bruffett on 860 AM KKOW, 97.5 FM and 105.3 New Life Radio. Listen anytime, anywhere with the new 860 AM KKOW app. Download the app for free at kkowam.com. Powered by Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. You're gonna dig it in Pittsburgh near the junction of U.S. Highway 69 and 400.
While winter is fast approaching, it's not too early to start thinking about your spring crop insurance. Hi, I'm Nathan Inyart, and I want to visit you and your farm to update acreage and production reports, review different insurance products that might be right for your operation, and create the perfect plan for you. At Specialty Risk Insurance, we're more than just an insurance agency. We're on your side and we'll be there for you every step of the process. Give us a call today or visit our website at specialtyriskinsuranceagency.com.
During this season of thankfulness, College Heights Christian School says thank you to families for the blessing of being a partner in education. For over 42 years, College Heights has provided a quality, Christ-centered education option to the four-state area. Learn more at collegeheights.org.
Chief's Kingdom is a service of...
WTI offers comprehensive training for a number of high-demand industries, including IT, HVAC, and healthcare. Financial aid is available to those who qualify. Learn the skills you need to build the future you want. Visit WTI.edu.
Stand united behind the grill and show support while setting the table. And join together at UnitedWeStay.com. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Funded by beef farmers and ranchers.
Here's your local news on 860 AM KKOW and 97.5 FM Joplin.
This is your KOAM news update. I'm Tanya Buck. The Joplin Health Department reports two more coronavirus-related deaths. Officials say it was an 87-year-old woman and a 79-year-old man. Joplin now has 62 total deaths. The Newton County Health Department is also reporting two deaths. Those patients were both women, one in her 70s and one in her 80s. Newton County has now had 49 total deaths. Area healthcare professionals expect a spike in COVID cases after the Thanksgiving holiday. They say an increase in cases after the holiday can be expected, and they base that off of what they saw after Memorial Day and Halloween, when hospitals saw surges after gatherings and parties. Joplin police last night arrested four suspects in an armed robbery in the North Park Mall parking lot. Police say the suspects led officers on a chase. The chase ended with the arrest of three of four suspects. The fourth suspect was arrested later at a home on East Zora. From the KOAM newsroom, I'm Tanya Bach.
KOAMNewsNow.com, offering expanded breaking news and local coverage in the four states. Watch full newscasts from KOAM and Fox 14. See breaking news events and get weather alerts wherever you are. KOAMNewsNow.com, your go-to source for online news.
Here's your forecast on 860 AM KKOW and 97.5 FM Joplin.
With a clear and cold morning, it is going to be sunny, becoming breezy this afternoon. Our high 53. Tonight, some clouds move our way, our low 32, and then rain begins to spread in as a low pressure system heads our way tomorrow. Our high Wednesday afternoon, 46, scattered showers early Thursday and 42. From the AMI Radio Group 24-Hour Weather Center, a meteorologist and Holiday.
Day 35, current conditions around the four-state area, Miami, Oklahoma, it's 34 degrees in a clear sky, clear 33 Joplin, Missouri, 32 Pittsburgh, Kansas, and 31 in Rogers, Arkansas at 8:35. And you're up to date.
Welcome back to Four States Live. Want to be on the show or have a guest you'd like to see on Four States Live? Just email fourstates@kkowradio.com.
And welcome back. It is Four States Live, Tuesday, December the 1st. Allison Harder back with us this morning. Heartland Behavioral Health. We've been talking a lot about self-care, which is what we need to do year-round anyway. It's harder during the holidays when you go to, you know, when we've had parties in the past and that sort of a thing. And, you know, the Santa cookies and Christmas tree cookies and, you know, marzipan or whatever. Divinity, whatever that chunky stuff is that you can buy that I don't understand. But self-care, it sometimes is a little bit harder, despite pandemic anyway, this time of year.
Mm-hmm. It really is. I think this is the time of year where we find ourselves, you know, if we've been trying to be healthy throughout the year and we've been, you know, watching the things that we're putting in our mouths and we're trying to exercise more and we get busy. You know, this is just, it's even with the pandemic, you know, we get busier. We think we are, and we're, you know, we're thinking about this and we're thinking about shopping and just every, you know, getting that tree up and making sure everything looks nice. And before you know it, we haven't even taken a walk that day, or we haven't, or we've, as we've been running through the kitchen trying to make stuff, we've put a whole lot of sugar in our body that we don't normally, you know, put into our bodies. So I think a lot of the patients, especially the adult patients that I work with, you know, we talk a lot about just nutrition and how that has such a profound effect on how we feel. And that this time of year is a real struggle for them because they notice a lot more sugar intake, they, you know, alcohol, and you know, just all the things that are fun. But what I always say is let's do this in moderation, though. Let's not go to extremes where you can't enjoy, you know, a Christmas cookie, or you can't enjoy, you know, eggnog or a glass of wine or whatever those things happen to be. It's just, you know, like what we kind of said, if you're having that, let's go ahead and have a salad too, or let's go ahead and have, you know, after we have a glass of wine, let's make sure we're drinking, you know, some water in between. And just that we can do this and still enjoy ourselves and not be so rigid. And I always talk about making sure that we give ourselves a little bit of grace, that there's, it's not all or nothing. It's not like, oh my gosh, I had one Christmas cookie, so I might as well have 10. And then I just need to give up on this whole process of being healthy. You know, I think then we just start going down the rabbit hole of struggling with our health. And then, but before long, it's New Year's Eve, and Chris, and we're saying things like, you know, here's my New Year's resolutions, and I need to get rid of these 20 pounds that I just put on, and et cetera, et cetera. And then you just feel like you're in this misery. So just getting through this time as normative as possible and giving yourself grace. There's so much pressure on us right now to make this holiday special because of the pandemic, and we're putting all that pressure on us. Let's also make sure that we're taking care of ourselves during this time as much as we possibly can.
Well, and when you need to take care of yourself as well, so you don't end up getting sick, because
exactly,
you know, I mean, I you know, depending on whichever argument you want to listen to on pre-existing conditions or whatever, you know, you need to take care of yourself to stay as healthy as possible.
Absolutely. And I think even let's like throwing COVID aside, just, you know, if you are not mentally well, if you're really struggling with, you know, depression, and you're struggling with anxiety, you're going to be much more prone to getting sick from things just like normal rundown flus and colds and just not feeling good. And so I think that is a critical part of making sure is that when we're taking care of ourselves, you know, physically, emotionally, we're going to do better and vice versa. You know, if we're paying attention to our whole self and our whole body, we're going to be so much more apt and ready to get rid of those viruses and to fight those viruses. You know, when we're taking our vitamins and we're drinking our water and taking care of ourselves physically, that's a huge part of it. And there is absolute 100% research that's talking about, you know, comorbidities and, you know, obesity and those high risk things that are really connected to not just COVID, but other physical health ailments that we need to be mindful of during this time.
And when you're taking care of yourself, you're more likely to be able to take better care of your loved ones when they fall ill.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's nothing like having a whole house full of rundown people.
Yeah.
And you're all just trying to get over it.
Exactly. Yeah, that's not fun at all. And it certainly isn't going to make for, you know, a good holiday time.
No.
And I think we've all been there. I think we've all had times where, you know, the whole house gets struck with flu or something like that, or, you know, strep or whatever. And the key piece there is just really being able to say that I'm going to take care of myself so that I can be strong and I can get through that this time of year and the sickness and all the stuff that comes along with it.
Because there's nothing like laying on the couch not feeling well, and then you've got the kid that's not feeling well, and then every time you hear those steps and you hear, Mommy,
yeah,
like, what?
Exactly.
Now I can't
exactly
deal with it.
Exactly.
But, you know, I think, you know, going back into things that kind of are making us feel good, you talked about the people putting up their Christmas trees a little bit early.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know that, and you talked about your church is going to be changing how they're doing their Christmas Eve service. Those drive-through light displays is one way to get into that holiday spirit, but without having to get out of your car, and you can still take in those beautiful sights.
I love that. I think and I've say that a lot to the people that I work with too. Is those are great. Just jumping in the car and just even driving around people's homes, you know, just in different neighborhoods and saying, oh, look what we see. And again, you're just enjoying time, and again, you're with your family, so it's safe, and it just brings, you know, joy and contentment. Has such a positive effect upon how our body feels and what we can do and how we can walk out of that car and just feel better and different because we're experiencing that. And that's been a holiday tradition, I think, for a lot of us for many years. And it's one that you can still do and do it safely and feel great about being able to do that. Stick on those, you know, holiday tunes while you're there, you know, do a drive through and get a coffee or hot chocolate or whatever you want to do and just kind of have some fun together.
Yes, and we love, Grayson loves going to look at Christmas lights.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden you'll hear him pipe up with a very loud, they're festive. And my all-time favorite, although I don't know if they still have it up, there is a house that I used to see whenever I would pick him up, whenever I was working evenings or working till 5, and they put up their dragon. It was an inflatable dragon with like a crystal ball. That was their Halloween. And then they put a Santa hat on it.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
So we've got our Christmas dragon that we go and look for.
Hey. Yeah. You know, I think it's kind of fun. You can drive and you can have, you know, contests of rating, you know, on a 1 to 10, which ones were the best. And just things like that that are just silly and enjoyable. And just like a fun thing that you can think back. And believe me, kids are going to remember those things. That's what they remember. They really do. They don't remember what gift they got. It's those fun moments where they can say, remember when we did that. And it's the tiniest little things that don't cost hardly anything.
Right. A little bit of gas money, because Grayson was bringing it up the other day. He's like, when are we going to go look at Christmas lights? I'm like, well, you know, we're going to wait till after December, because I'm sure a lot of people maybe outside wise, you know, haven't decorated yet. So we'll start driving around. So I'm pretty sure I get to do that tonight.
Yep. Sounds perfect.
It's fine by me. You know, we'll get his homework done first, and then we'll hop in the car once it's dark and we'll go out and see what we
can
see.
Sounds perfect.
And we head to different neighborhoods too. So, I mean, thankfully Joplin's a big enough community to where we can hit up different neighborhoods and you know, see the different lights. I know Matt will take them on the weekends way down south, and I tend to stick in the north part of town. But we have fun.
It is fun. It's really fun. And like that hot cocoa moment that you had with him that you were talking about in the last segment, those are moments that for the rest of his life, when he smells hot chocolate or he sees it or he tastes it, his body is going to bring him back and his brain is going to bring him back to those moments where he felt safe with you. Mm-hmm. And that is so important for our kids. And we want those things to stick with them. And again, it's a simple moment that will forever be in their brain as something that they can enjoy and be and feel loved and feel like they matter.
It really does. I let him pick out the flavors, mm-hmm. like whatever flavor you want. If mm-hmm. you want, I think we have butter rum. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're kicking my table all over the place. Watch out. Don't hit your knee right on it because I've done that before. But like we've got butter rum, peppermint, you know, the different candy flavors. Mm-hmm. And he's picked out his favorites and that's what we do. And, you know, sometimes I add a peppermint stick to stir it with and sometimes it's just marshmallows and
yep.
He's got to have his Christmas elf mug and...
And there you go.
There we
have it. I
think
that's perfect. It's things like that. It's those Christmas stories. It's those tiny little moments that are so helpful for us when we look back as adults and just know that you're doing really great things for your kids when you're doing that stuff. And it's very simple.
And it's sometimes it's just making memories.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And then finding all of the ornaments that I made as a kid and showing him. And he's like, that's
what
terrible.
Is that? Yeah.
That's terrible, yeah, mommy. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, thanks, man.
Yeah.
Thanks. Let's look at yours here in about 10 years. So, but again, Allison, how can they get in contact with you? I mean, if they've got questions, if they've got concerns, mm-hmm. Facebook is a great way to go to check you guys out. Mm-hmm. You can find out some helpful blogs and things like that
absolutely.
On there, or they can also just go to the website.
Absolutely. HeartlandBehavioralHealth.com. Great place to look us up and just kind of see if there are moments where your kiddos don't appear to be doing that well. Mm-hmm. You can at least seek some support from us and we can give you some advice and we can just take it from there.
All right. Well, we've got more coming up here on Four States Live. Your time now is 8:46.
Have a question or comment? Just email fourstates@kkowradio.com.
And welcome back. It is Four States Live, 8:48 your time. It is Tuesday, December the 1st. Allison Harder back with us with Heartland Behavioral Health in Nevada. And you guys have been busy over the last couple of months, like doing some expansions. But they are much needed services there in Vernon County, not just in Vernon County, mm-hmm. but really mm-hmm. This entire area.
Yeah, we've really been serving the entire four states, into Southeast Kansas, all the way up into the city, into Kansas City. I mean, there's just such a need right now for mental health services, especially for pediatric mental health services for those folks who are needing a psychiatrist, one that's very specific to understanding the inner workings of children. We are very fortunate to have several of those on our staff in Nevada. So we've been really... had a lot of folks saying, how can we get our kids in to see you? Because it's really important for us. Mm-hmm. I think the pandemic has certainly compounded that as well. And the ability for us to start using telehealth has been such a tremendous part of, you know, that outreach. And we're really, really excited to be able to offer that.
You know, with telehealth, do you think more people, pandemic or otherwise, mm-hmm. doesn't matter, mm-hmm. That aside, do you think more people might be more willing to seek out that help, because mental health still does have that stigma
sure.
to where people don't want to go onto the yep. campus of yep. your clinic and that yep. sort of thing. So do mm-hmm. you think more people are willing to seek that help if they can do it from the comfort of their couch?
I do. I really do. I think especially adolescents, we're seeing them, they just feel, you know, sadly, this is the group of kids who grew up literally with, you know, tablets and phones. And mm-hmm. so they understand it's not foreign to them at all to be on a screen.
Right.
Good, bad, or ugly. That's just the reality of what we're dealing with. And so for them, it's very natural. For me as a clinician, I had to adjust to it. I think I had a harder time than my patients really. It's mm-hmm. just trying to say, okay, how do I do what I normally do, but do it in a way that is meaningful across the screen. And so I think a lot of us in the behavioral health field are finding that niche now and kind of looking for that shift. Certainly for our adult population as well, a lot of my patients, they are a lot more comfortable with staying mm-hmm. home. And a lot of them have to because they're also, not only are they working from home, but they're educating their kids at home. You know, they're doing all these things for them to get out and get to a mental health appointment, which they desperately want and need. And they it's like their self-care. They love it. Is they oftentimes just have to, it's like it's nap time. It's school break time. I'm doing my appointment right now, but I don't have to be out of the house. So if all of a sudden I hear screaming, we're all good. I'm not gone. And so my adult patients have really found it to be super, super helpful for them. And I'm finding that they're asking for a lot more help during this holiday season. You know, it's December, yay. And I'm just really nervous about everything right now. And how do I get through this and help me coach me through this and help me coach my kids through this? So it's been a great thing for us to have available.
And you just said something that kind of piqued my interest, you know, talking especially like maybe with the adult patients, those adult clients, and then helping their kids through it. You've got to have the adult healthy.
Yes.
Their well-being good to go, so that kid has a better shot at a well-rounded mental and physical health as
Absolutely. 100% And sometimes that's the one thing that I use to my advantage when I'm working with patients who are just truly struggling is like, let's find our life worth living. And what does that look like? And oftentimes they'll have children and it's like, well, I want to see, you know, my kid graduate, or I want to see, I want to be able to go to their games and not get too anxious, or I want to watch them in their recitals, or whatever. Those are the things that we have to find purpose sometimes to pull ourselves out of that space where we're just not doing well. And so oftentimes our kids are our purpose, or our, a loved one or a friend, or, you know, our animal, I don't care what it is. Like we find purpose and we find something that is meaningful to us. And that can be kind of our driving force. And then as we start to get better and feel better, then everything makes so much more sense.
And I think, especially right now where a lot of things don't make sense, it's got to be kind of a difficult road for these folks.
It really is. And I think so for individuals who are already kind of more prone to with anxiety and depression, this time of year, pandemic or not, is tough, especially if we've lost people this past year. And we were kind of saying that in an earlier segment is just being very mindful of the people around us who may have had some loss because of COVID, or just in general that the holidays are tough. And so I think really being supportive and being able to say, we've got you through this and you're important and you matter. And there's a whole lot of life out there to be lived. And we just need to find what that's going to look like for you.
How does someone who may not be going through that loss, that grief this time of year, that anxiety, you kind of mentioned it, but is it sending a text? Is it sending an email? How do we reach out and let those people know, our friends that we know are struggling? How do we let them know that we are there for them?
Yeah, I think that's the great thing is there's so many different ways that we can do that. Is that number one is that we don't stop. We don't say, you know what, I'm just kind of going to give them their space. And I'm not saying that we necessarily need to bombard them, but I think a simple statement of just being able to say, when you're ready, I am here. Sending them like a funny, you know, meme or a funny something that just kind of says, hey, I was thinking about you, or something kind or gentle. The people that we know, we already have a relationship with them, so we know are some things that they enjoy. So just really staying in touch with them. The other piece too is just what I love is the concept of empathy, which means you don't even have to say anything necessarily. You just need to be able to say, I'm sitting right here next to you, and when you're ready, let me know. And as when people feel like there are people next to them, figuratively or literally, then it's going to make such a tremendous difference for them. So when they are ready, they know that there's people there.
Because I think that's maybe where some people struggle is they feel that they're all alone.
Yes, right. Absolutely. And I think, you know, there's great support groups out there. There's great online opportunities, you know, healthy ones where you can reach out to people and just kind of talk about where you're at and how you're feeling and chat with them and do FaceTime and all of those other things that just keep us connected are just fantastic. You know, being able to take a walk together, you know, you can safely distance during the walks. You know, that's one of the things that I do with my girlfriends a lot is, you know, we used to go to the gym a bunch together and now we've had to shift that boat. So we walk outdoors and we spread out. And even when it's 29 degrees, we bundle up. But that is important time for us to tell each other that we matter to each other and we're moving at the same time. So,
well, and Grayson was very afraid when COVID first really kind of came around and they shut down the schools and they did all that. And he really wanted to see my mom. And of course, we lost my dad last year. And so we wanted to make sure you know, like I was there for her, she was there for me, you know, that sort of a thing. But he was very afraid. So what we started doing is every time we went over to see my mom, we were always outside and we took sidewalk chalk with us. And I'm like, here, mark your X where you think that you're going to be safe, but you'll still be able to talk to grandma. She can still see you and she can talk to you. And that's how we did it.
I think that that's an amazing opportunity to be able to do that safely and also to let people know. And we can do that with our neighbors, too. You know, I think one of the great things that we've had in our hospital is, you know, we have this big, long sidewalk walking up to it. And our kids and people from the community have put little sidewalk messages as we walk up. And so our staff that are getting there at 7 in the morning and they're tired and or leaving at 7 in the morning, they're tired, is that they're seeing these messages of hope and that people know that they're there. And I think that's such an incredible thing for us to be reaching out in a way that's unique, but it is so special and so meaningful.
And it's got to be nice to, I mean, because it's often a thankless job. I mean, it truly is. And so to see those frontline workers, whether it's a nurse, a psychiatrist, a doctor, a firefighter, police officer, you know, you've got all these people out there trying to support you and keep you and your family safe, but they're trying to keep themselves safe as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think to be very, very mindful of the things that those folks are going through and what the amount of stress that they're incurring is so tremendous. And just being super aware of how we're going to take care of those folks, especially as we move through this and as we, because we're not through it, you know, we're still in it. And that's going to be an incredible and important part of what we do, and that we're supporting their families too, because their families are going through this right alongside the times that they're going through this.
And it's kind of scary. Like, I mean, because it's got to be scary for that nurse, firefighter, doctor, police officer to come home, potentially bringing something to your own family. And it's
a lot of them are living apart from them, or they're going into just a separate room. And so there's a lot of things that are happening that are very, very different. And we're really pushing, we're asking lots of people to push outside their boundaries. So the most important thing is that we can be empathetic and compassionate to one another whenever we possibly can. Because you never know, the person next to you at Walmart could be someone who's struggling themselves. And so I think just showing compassion, smiling underneath our masks, we can,
you can smile with your eyes.
You can see it. I promise you, because I do it all day long. My kids see me. I think doing those little things are what we can do to kind of continue to heal our community and to get us through this holiday season with joy and happiness.
Well, again, Allison, thank you so much for coming on this morning. As always, some great topics to talk about with Heartland Behavioral Health. Again, check out your website, check out your Facebook page, give you guys a call.
Absolutely.
You know, you guys have some amazing staff there and some amazing new facilities as well. So something to definitely check out. And I don't know if I'm a glutton for punishment, but I'm having Gary Stubblefield and Cheryl Finley back on with me tomorrow at the same time. We are actually going to be talking about some events taking place in Carthage and Carl Junction, but we're also going to be sharing our favorite Santa cookie recipes.
Oh, fun.
So make sure you tune in tomorrow here on Four States Live. Right now, it's Tuesday, December 1st. Have a great day.